Buenos dias, senor. I am Banco por aquí. Si, a la izquierda. Did you learn Spanish at school? I learned Spanish at school, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I preferred it to French. I actually took Spanish for GCSE over French. I was part of the minority that did so, and I managed to persuade my family when we were on holiday in France one year to take me over the border into Spain, a place called L'Escala. I forget what it was called. And then it was like much cheaper because the peseta was doing well against the franc, and then we started on going on holiday to Spain, and I could practice my Spanish, and I really, really enjoyed it. But Spain appears to have a total death wish, and that Spain that I experienced in the mid-1990s as a teenager is now collapsing, falling apart, and willing itself to fall apart even more quickly than Britain is. And that is because as of the 20th of April 2026, illegal immigrants that are already in the country will have basically the right to permanent residency. Spain is destroying itself. In this video, I want to look at what is going on. Before I do that, could you do me a favor? Could you please subscribe? I'm sorry to ask, but could you subscribe on YouTube? Could you subscribe on leave a like and all that kind of stuff? And could you subscribe on my Substack? That's johnnyherdick.com, where I put all the most base stuff I can't put on YouTube, but in-person interviews, blogs, films I make. I mean, if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So what on earth has Spain done? Under its new left-wing government, it has introduced an amnesty, which effectively starts on the 20th of April, 2026. As the Prime Minister of Spain claims, this is Pedro Sanchez, this is out of justice and necessity. By justice, of course, he doesn't mean natural justice, he means social justice. That is that basically, if you are an illegal immigrant, of which there are 840,000 in Spain, there are 840,000 people, the population of whatever it is, 30 million, that are living illegally in Spain. Most of these are from places like Morocco and, of course, are going to be fighting age young men and from parts of Africa that have come to the country, you know, illegally on boats and so forth. And those people will be regularized. If they've been in Spain, if they were in Spain by the 1st of January, and they can demonstrate that they've been working for 5 months, then they will be given a temporary work visa and they will be allowed, you know, to pay tax and basically be a regularized part of society. And if they work in Spain for long enough on their temporary work visa, then presumably they will be allowed to have a permanent work visa and they will be permanent residents in Spain. And that's it. They're in. 1 in 5 of the Spanish population is now foreign because of these kinds, this kind of system. And as I said, 840,000, almost a million people living in a country whose population is considerably lower than that of the UK, by the way, are there illegally. I mean, this is just crazy. This is absolutely crazy. So it's the end of Spain. And this is not the first time that Spain has done this. This is not the first time. Between 1986 and 2005, there have been 5 different amnesties in Spain. Five different amnesties, meaning that the population has been swelled and swelled and swelled. Effectively, the message is, come to Spain. Sorry, I got the, it's 49 million people live in Spain. I said something lower earlier. 49 million people. Basically, come to Spain and you will be, you know, you'll get away with it. Come to Spain illegally and you'll be absolutely fine. There'll be no problem at all. You'll be fine. That's the message that is sent out, because six times between 1986 and 2005, the Spanish have engaged in amnesties, including under right-wing governments. So, I mean, it's pure madness. And I can only assume that the Spanish have a death wish. It's unclear to me why. Why is it that particularly with Spain, they are so open to behaving like this? I don't know if part of it is just a lack of organization. The organization in Spain is poor, and so it's easier. It's just much easier and perhaps even cheaper to have a mass amnesty than to deport people who have from the country that have been there illegally. Could it be that? Is it some kind of guilt that the left-wing forces in Spain have managed to inculcate them with, guilt over Franco, guilt over living under fascism for many decades? Is it something like that? Do they really feel that? Is it that they are divided? Spain is a barely united country. There are various groups that feel themselves to be strongly separate from Spain and have substantial independence movements, such as the Catalans, which, of course, some was a decade ago or so. They had a supposedly illegal referendum, and the Spanish authorities tried to totally crush the Catalan attempt to break away. The Basques, of course, infamously ETA and these kind of a terrorist group that tried to break away the Basque country from Spain. And there are various other parts of Spain that have a very, very strong regional identity and see themselves as separate. I remember, in fact, being as a teenager in Catalonia and there being a graffito in English, you know, so the tourists would understand it, which said Catalonia is not Spain. So that's how strong, that's the extent of the strength of feeling. Could it be that? So they're divided. But whatever it is, this is absolute madness. This is the best part of a million illegal immigrants, most of which are presumably going to be young men that will be regularized in Spain, and they've just given up, will now just be kept in Spain. So the Reconquista is being effectively reversed. Spain was the place that famously in the 15th century reversed the conquest of Spain and fought off the Moors, fought off the Muslims that were that dominated almost all of Spain except for the far north. And now those people have come back, and the Spanish just are letting them in. Are just making it easy for them. Are just saying, fine, you can stay. We can't. You can stay. We can't bother anything about this. This is adios Hispania. Spain is a textbook case of what not to do, which is that you are manipulated into feeling this idea of justice and necessity. You are manipulated into feeling bad for these people, and therefore you just let them stay. Just let them stay. It's easier that way. This is the devastation of Spain. And I can see that fairly quickly, Spain will go the way of sort of somewhere like Calais, which used to be, it was quite a pleasant thing to do a little, from England 30 years ago, to do a little day trip from Dover to Calais, booze cruise, pick up booze, spend the day in Calais, have a nice meal in France, go back. And now, of course, people don't want to do that because Calais is just dominated by immigrants of a certain ilk. And so it's not a very nice place to be. So you just don't do that anymore. And I suspect that having been the place where you went on holiday in the 70s and 80s, we're all lots of fun. It's the sunny Spain, Viva España. It's now, it's adios. Adios, España. I hope this has been of interest. And if it has, please subscribe to all that. I will see you soon. And adios.
Are you ready for the future of the West?